on Monday, we like to wrap Crunch Time with this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Huh. Gets me every time.
Did it sneak up on you this time, Nick?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm melting. I'm melting.
So it's bad. Yeah, it is pretty bad.
But like in a good way, right?
Sure.
Bad in a good way.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Start with college baseball. The College World Series began in Omaha. OSU won their opening game against Cal State Fullerton. LSU got past Florida State, and then just before the show started, the Seminoles eliminated the Titans of Fullerton. I feel like I have to explain actually all of this because I don't think either of you guys watched this weekend.
Yeah, not even a little bit.
So
basically, if Oregon's not involved, I'm kind of not paying attention to college baseball.
Last college baseball game I watched was Oregon. The one before that was when Oregon State beat North Carolina in 2007.
Yeah.
So to me, the College World Series was, and to tell you the truth, normally I'd be checking out OSU, but right now I'm not wasting a millisecond of my time until we get some answers.
Was Jacoby Ellsbury on that team?
He was on the 05 team that lost, got drafted by the Bo Sox. The 06-07 team won back-to-back.
Okay.
And I believe Ellsbury, by 07, made a huge splash and almost won the MVP of the World Series. I'll have to double-check there.
Okay. Yeah, so basically a zero?
Okay, that's what I expected.
Minus a half.
Oh.
negative numbers.
For spite.
I don't think that's actually possible. On
all right, I'll take a zero, we'll leave it at
NBA
that.
NBA trade news. The Celtics got more first-round picks from bad teams as they move from first to third on the NBA draft that's happening on Thursday. They could get the Lakers or the Kings' first-round pick next year or the year after, depending on which is better. Also this weekend, Paul George saying he's not going to re-sign with the Pacers and wants to go play in L.A. for the Lakers when he's a free agent next summer, which is like the most European soccer player move I've ever heard in my life by somebody in the NBA.
Why is it a European soccer player move?
Because guys in Europe, when they have like 2 years or 1 year left on their deal, is when they get sold to other teams, and they're just like, well, we're going to lose you in a year anyways, we're going to sell you now. And it's very soccery of Paul George to do this.
So
announce his intentions way ahead of time.
Way ahead of time. And that was part of my first tweet today. I was like, we're talking about an Indiana Pacer and 2018 football recruits. That would lend itself to a slow sports Monday.
Right.
So I did pay attention.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really that big a deal, but that's not really the gist of this
segment.
Not
the question. Yeah.
So I'll give it a 7.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 9. That's Paul George, you know, one of the biggest names in the NBA. Anytime we're talking about him possibly switching teams and basically saying what he's going to do the next couple of years, that's a big deal. And then, you know, the NBA draft is, you know, the worst television in sports. Honestly, I don't understand why anybody watches that at all. But we are talking about the first and the third pick in that and the only worthwhile players in the NBA draft to talk about. And so, yeah, it's a big story too. So I'll say like a 9.
All right. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees were swept by the A's, and Aaron Judge had a couple more homers. He now leads the MLB in WAR, on-base percentage, runs, home runs, OPS+, runs created, and a bunch of other cool sabermetric stats. But more importantly, the Yankees were swept by the A's. Also, Nolan Arenado hit for the cycle against the Giants, topping it off by becoming the fifth player in Major League history to have a walk-off homer complete the cycle, and the Yankees were swept by the A's.
How many times?
I mentioned 3 times. I guess they lost 4 games.
Ooh, I'd be curious how many times they've been swept by the A's ever.
In 4 games. You just don't see that.
You don't.
4 games. They're hard to do. It's
so
a big deal.
So if you were really engaged but hate the results, that doesn't change your answer.
No, it's
so
engagement.
So this is a baseball in general
it's
question?
It's baseball in general. Gotcha. It's just I brought up a couple things.
Gotcha.
I wanted
okay.
to just, you know, remind Steve that the Yankees were swept.
Wow.
What happened to that A's-Yankees series?
Did the Yankees and A's play 4 games starting on Thursday?
How'd that go?
You guys know Anthony Rizzo's batting leadoff?
I can tell you.
Yes.
How did Matt Harvey do?
Was it last week where I was like a 10 because I watched so much baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird because the late games, you figure it would lend itself. I paid attention to baseball about a 7 this week. Usually this time of year, I'm like 10, 10, 9, 9, 10, 9, 10, 10. But no.
This is more than usual for me, and I'm around a 7, too. So I actually worked all day Saturday, and then Father's Day was spent mostly with the kiddo. But I did keep an eye on baseball, watched a little bit of it, too. So.
I was away from, I mean, I could have had it on my phone, but I was, you know, doing yard work and a lot of it. I forgot the hell. I think I was just listening to either CBS or ESPN radio rather than games, so I was getting updates. And then, you know, golf yesterday took 5.5 hours, and I don't like to check my scores when I'm out there. I like to, although if you saw my score, you'd be like, well, you obviously were concentrating on something else.
Yeah, you should not write these down.
No, I burned them.
Fair enough.
So there you go.
Okay. In the NHL, all of the teams announced their protected players and thus their players that will be available to be selected in the expansion draft that is being announced on Wednesday by the Vegas Golden Knights. Some notable players: Marc-Andre Fleury of the Penguins, Joe Thornton and Patrick Marleau of my Sharks, Bobby Ryan of the Sens, who had 15 points this postseason, as well as James Neal of the Nashville Predators. How big was this news?
I think expansion drafts are one of the most interesting thing in all of sports. I'm like so fascinated every time they're so rare, obviously, but they're so fascinating because, you know, how often it's essentially like a fantasy draft. It's a fantasy draft.
It's hurt
a
feelings.
A limited fantasy
draft,
though. Yeah.
If you're from my generation, you remember a time where NBA teams, MLB teams would join, and that was because there was no free agency then. That is how expansion teams initially filled their roster, and you'd be like, from a good NBA team, we're only allowed to protect like 8. And so all of a sudden you'd hear like, wow, one of their starters was left unprotected. It was like, before we used the word, our thought was awkward. And I heard a great interview on CBS Sports Radio with somebody from the Knights and how his owner was approaching this. It was as interesting. It was more interesting than I was engaged, if that makes sense. So I'll give it a 6.
I'm around there, too. So okay. I'd say like a 5.
All right. In golf, the U.S. Open over the weekend, Justin Thomas stole the show with a 63 on Saturday. Hideki Matsuyama made a late run on Sunday in an impressive 6-under, but it was all about Brooks Koepka, including his longest drive of the weekend for the tournament, 379.3 yards.
Jeez, with a
3-wood. The winner, Aaron Hills, completed his second career win in the United States and the 7th consecutive first-time winner of a major.
I'll tell you what, 10 on Thursday, 10 on Friday, 8 on Saturday. Yesterday, I went and played golf, taped it, came back, watched 20 minutes. So
same
10,
here.
10, 8, 5. Let's add them up. That is a total of about a 7.5.
If we're talking about relative to me, I watched some of it.
Well, that's so like an 11.
It should be like an 11. probably 4. I'd say 4. I did watch some of it, though. I actually paid attention.
Here's the deal. Shook hands on 18, walked into the clubhouse, and the timing was ridiculous, and watched Koepka tap in to put it on ice.
Wow, crazy.
It was nuts. And then a vodka and tonic. That's it. That's a wrap. Good job on the Richter scale.
How'd the A's and Yankees do this weekend?
Oh, my good God. I am going to... Is it worth the jail time to sneakily poison them both at once and explain what's happening as they're going down for the cat?
It's not sneaky if you say it out loud into a microphone.
I guess the cat, out of the bag.